Okay, today, Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Vachem, and today we are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Shachetis HaZevek Lizrok Damo Bachutz. If a person shechts a korban, having in mind that he's going to be Zorik the Dam outside of the Azara, or even if he's just going to be Zorik some of the Dam outside of the Azara, Lahakdir Seymurav Bachutz, he has in mind that he's going to burn some of the Emurin outside of the Azara, or all the Emurin, or Miksa Seymurav Bachutz, or some of the Emurin outside of the Azara, Lachlos Bezor Bachutz, he has in mind he's going to eat the meat of the korban outside of the Azara, or kazayis of the basar outside of the whether it be the azara or Yerushalayim, depending on the karban. Kachim kachim has to be in the azara, kachim kalim anywhere in Yerushalayim, but he has in mind that he's going to eat it outside of whatever its location is. Olechol kazayis me or ha'alia b'chutz, or he's going to eat the kazayis of the or of the alia, which is the fatty tail of a sheep outside of the area where he's allowed to eat it. So puzzle in all those cases. Is just that kavana is going to passel the korban, but vein bo karis, but it's not going to be chayv karis, meaning it doesn't make it pigle, it's only psul. Lizrok dam lemachar, but if he has a kavana for chutzul zmano, that he's going to be zorik the dam the next day, omikses dam lemachar, he's going to be zorik some of the dam the next day, lachtir, mur of lemachar, he's going to burn the emur in the next day, omikses, mur of lemachar, or some of the emur in the next day, lechel, besar lemachar, he's going to eat the korban the next day, o kazayis, mimsar lemachar, or kazayis of the korban the next day, lechel, kazayis, me orhal, the lemachar. Or he's going to eat a kazayis of the fatty tail, of the or of the fatty tail the next day. Pigle. In all those cases, the korban is going to be pigle, and for pigle, the chayav nalav kares. A person is going to be chayav kares for eating pigle. So the idea of ochel the next day is assuming that it's the type of korban that has to be eaten that day, meaning it's like a chatos or a nasha maratoda. If it were a shlomim, you'd be allowed to eat it the next day. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So the klal is fairly straightforward. If anyone does any of the dalat avodos, having in mind that he's going to eat that which is supposed to be eaten, or to burn that which is supposed to be burnt, but he has in mind that he's going to do it chutzul mekomo in the wrong place, that's a psul, but there's no karis. But chutzul zmano, if he has in mind he's going to do it at the wrong time, pigle the chayav nalav karis. Then it's pigle, and for that he's chayav karis, obulvad shiakrav matzah kumitzvaso. That's assuming all other systems are a go, meaning if everything else is perfect, and the only thing that's wrong is this machshava of chutzul zmano, or this machshava of chutzul mekomo, then these rules apply, meaning something's only going to be pigle if everything else is done properly. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person has machshavos of zrika or haktara or achila chutzul mekomo, it's going to be possible, but no chiyuv karis. If someone has a machshava of any of those things chutzul zmano, it's going to be pigle, and that is the klal that Mishnah Gimel had formulated. Any machshava chutzul mekomo is going to be possible. Machshava chutzul zmano is going to be pigle, and pigle is only going to be relevant though if everything else was done kimitzvah. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet.